The Dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena, Part 7. How this bridge is built of stones which signify virtues, and how on the bridge is a hostelry where food is given to the travelers, and how he who goes over the bridge goes to life, while he who goes under it goes to perdition and death. This bridge is built of stones, so that if the rain come, it may not impede the traveler. Do you know what these stones are? They are stones of true and sincere virtues. These stones were not built into the walls before the passion of my son, and therefore even those who attempted to walk by the road of virtue were prevented from arriving at their journey's end, because heaven was not yet unlocked with the key of the blood, and the reign of justice did not let them pass. But after the stones were made and built up on the body of my sweet son, my word, of whom I have spoken to you, he who was himself the bridge moistened the mortar for its building with his blood. That is, his blood was united with the mortar of divinity, and with the fortitude and the fire of love, and by my power these stones of the virtues were built into a wall upon him as the foundation. For there is no virtue which has not been proved in him, and from him all virtues have their life. Wherefore, no one can have the virtue given by a life of grace but from him, that is, without following the footsteps of his doctrine. He has built a wall of the virtues, planting them as living stones, and cementing them with his blood, so that every believer may walk speedily and without any servile fear of the reign of divine justice. For he is sheltered by the mercy which descended from heaven in the incarnation of this, my Son. How was heaven opened? With the key of his blood. So you see that the bridge is walled and roofed with mercy. His also is the hostelry in the garden of the Holy Church, which keeps and ministers the bread of life, and gives to drink of the blood, so that my creatures, journeying on their pilgrimage, may not through weariness faint by the way. And for this reason my love has ordained that the blood and the body of my only begotten Son, holy God and holy man, may be administered to you. The pilgrim, having passed the bridge, arrives at the door which is part of the bridge, at which all must enter. Wherefore he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He who follows me does not walk in darkness, but in light. And in another place my truth says, that no man can come to me if not by him. And so indeed it is. Therefore he says of himself that he is the road, and this is the truth. And I have already shown you that he is a road in the form of the bridge. And he says that he is the truth, and so he is. Because he is united with me, who am the truth, and he who follows him walks in the truth and in life, because he who follows this truth receives the life of grace and cannot faint from hunger, because the truth has become your food, nor fall in the darkness, because he is light without any falsehood. And with that truth he confounded and destroyed the lie that the devil told to Eve, with which he broke up the road to heaven. And the truth brought the pieces together again, and cemented them with his word. Wherefore, those who follow this road are the sons of the truth, because they follow the truth, and pass through the door of truth, and find themselves united to me, who am the door, and the road, and at the same time, infinite peace. But he who walks not on this road goes under the bridge, in the river where there are no stones, only water, and since there are no supports in the water, no one can travel that way without drowning. Thus have come to pass the sins and the condition of the world. Wherefore, if the affection is not placed on the stones, but is placed with disordinate love on creatures, loving them, and being kept by them far from me, the soul drowns. For creatures are like water that continually runs past, And man also passes continually like the river, although it seems to him that he stands still and the creatures that he loves pass by. And yet he is passing himself continually to the end of his journey, death. And he would gladly retain himself, that is his life and the things that he loves, but he does not succeed, either through death, by which he has to leave them, or through my disposition, by which these created things are taken from the sight of my creatures. Such as these follow a lie, walking on the road of falsehood, and are sons of the devil, who is the father of lies. And because they pass by the door of falsehood, they receive eternal damnation. So then you see that I have shown you both truth and falsehood, that is, my road, which is truth, and the devil's, which is falsehood. How traveling on both these roads, that is, the bridge and the river, is fatiguing, and of the delight which the soul feels in traveling by the bridge. These are the two roads, and both are hard to travel. Wonder, then, at the ignorance and blindness of man, who, having a road made for him, which causes such delight to those who use it, that every bitterness becomes sweet and every burden light, yet prefers to walk over the water. For those who cross by the bridge, being still in the darkness of the body, find light, and being mortal, find immortal life, tasting through love the light of eternal truth, which promises refreshment to him who wearies himself for me, who am grateful and just, and render to every man according as he deserves. Wherefore, every good deed is rewarded, and every fault is punished. The tongue would not be sufficient to relate the delight felt by him who goes on this road, for even in this life he tastes and participates in that good which has been prepared for him in eternal life. He, therefore, is a fool indeed who despises so great a good, and chooses rather to receive in this life the earnest money of hell, walking by the lower road with great toil, and without any refreshment or advantage. Wherefore, through their sins, they are deprived of me, who am the supreme and eternal good. Truly, then, have you reason for grief, and I will that you and my other servants remain in continual bitterness of soul at the offense done to me, and in compassion for the ignorant, and the loss of those who, in their ignorance, thus offend me. Now you have seen and heard about this bridge, how it is, and this I have told you in order to explain my words, that my only begotten Son was a bridge. And thus you see that he is the truth, made in the way that I have shown you, that is, by the union of height and lowliness. How this bridge, having reached to heaven on the day of the ascension, did not for that reason leave the earth. When my only begotten Son returned to me 40 days after the resurrection, this bridge, namely himself, arose from the earth, that is, from among the conversation of men, and ascended into heaven by virtue of the divine nature, and sat at the right hand of me, the eternal Father, as the angels said on the day of the ascension to the disciples, standing like dead men, their hearts lifted on high, and ascended into heaven with the wisdom of my Son. Do not stand here any longer, for he is seated at the right hand of the Father. When he, then, had thus ascended on high, and returned to me, the Father, I sent the Master, that is, the Holy Spirit, who came to you with my power and the wisdom of my Son, and with his own clemency, which is the essence of the Holy Spirit. He is one thing with me, the Father, and with my Son. And he built up the road of the doctrine which my truth had left in the world. Thus, though the bodily presence of my Son left you, his doctrine remained, and the virtue of the stones founded upon this doctrine, which is the way made for you by this bridge. For first, He practiced this doctrine and made the road by his actions, giving you his doctrine by example rather than by words. For he practiced, first himself, what he afterwards taught you. Then the clemency of the Holy Spirit made you certain of the doctrine, fortifying the minds of the disciples to confess the truth and to announce this road, that is, the doctrine of Christ crucified, reproving by this means the world for its injustice and false judgment, of which injustice and false judgment I will in time discourse to you at greater length. This much I have said to you in order that there might be no cloud of darkness in the mind of your hearers, that is, that they may know that of this body of Christ I made a bridge by the union of the divine with the human nature, for this is the truth. This bridge, taking its point of departure in you, rose into heaven, and was the one road which was taught you by the example and life of the truth. What has now remained of all this, and where is the road to be found? I will tell you, that is, I will rather tell those who might fall into ignorance on this point. I tell you that this way of his doctrine, of which I have spoken to you, confirmed by the apostles, declared by the blood of the martyrs, illuminated by the light of doctors, confessed by the confessors, narrated in all its love by the evangelists, all of whom stand as witnesses to confess the truth, is found in the mystical body of the Holy Church. These witnesses are like the light placed on a candlestick to show forth the way of the truth, which leads to life with a perfect light, as I have said to you, and as they themselves say to you, with proof, since they have proved in their own cases that every person may, if he will, be illuminated to know the truth, unless he choose to deprive his reason of light by his inordinate self-love. It is indeed the truth that his doctrine is true, and has remained like a lifeboat to draw the soul out of the tempestuous sea and to conduct her to the port of salvation. Wherefore, first I gave you the bridge of my Son, living and conversing in very deed among men, and when he, the living bridge, left you, there remained the bridge and the road of his doctrine, as has been said, his doctrine being joined with my power and with his wisdom and with the clemency of the Holy Spirit. This power of mine gives the virtue of fortitude to whoever follows this road. Wisdom gives him light, so that in this road he may recognize the truth. And the Holy Spirit gives him love, which consumes and takes away all sensitive love out of the soul, leaving there only the love of virtue. Thus, in both ways, both actually and through his doctrine, he is the way, the truth, and the life, that is, the bridge which leads you to the height of heaven. This is what he meant when he said, I came from the Father, and I return to the Father, and shall return to you. That is to say, my Father sent me to you, and made me your bridge, so that you might be saved from the river, and attain to life. Then he says, I will return to you, I will not leave you orphans, but will send you the Paraclete. As if my truth should say, I will go to the Father and return, that is, that when the Holy Spirit shall come, who is called the Paraclete, he will show you more clearly, and will confirm to you in the way of truth what I have given you. He said that he would return, and he did return, because the Holy Spirit came not alone, but with the power of the Father, and the wisdom of the Son, and the clemency of his own essence. See, then, how he returns, not in actual flesh and blood, but, as I have said, building the road of his doctrine with his power, which road cannot be destroyed or taken away from him who wishes to follow it, because it is firm and stable, and proceeds from me, who am immovable. Manfully, then, should you follow this road, without any cloud of doubt, but with the light of faith which has been given you as a principle in holy baptism. Now I have fully shown to you the bridge as it actually is, and the doctrine, which is one and the same thing with it. And I have shown it to the ignorant, in order that they may see where this road of truth is, and where stand those who teach it. And I have explained that they are the apostles, martyrs, confessors, evangelists, and holy doctors, placed like lanterns in the holy church. And I have shown how my Son, returning to me, nonetheless returned to you, not in his bodily presence, but by his power, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, as I have said. For in his bodily presence he will not return until the last day of judgment, when he will come again with my majesty and divine power to judge the world, to render good to the virtuous and reward them for their labors, both in body and soul, and to dispense the evil of eternal death to those who have lived wickedly in the world. And now I wish to tell you that which I, the truth, promised you, that is, to show you the perfect, the imperfect, and the supremely perfect, and the wicked, who through their iniquities drown in the river, attaining to punishment and torment. Wherefore I say to you, my dearest sons, walk over the bridge and not underneath it, because underneath is not the way of truth, but the way of falsehood, by which walk the wicked, of whom I will presently speak to you. These are those sinners for whom I beg you to pray to me, and for whom I ask in addition your tears and sweat, in order that they may receive mercy from me.